Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I found a credit card charge that I did not make, and I'd like to know how to rescind that.
Can I get your first and last name?
Yes, first name, Charlotte, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E, last name, Zaugg, Z-A-U-G-G.
And your mailing address?
I'm sorry, my what?
Your mailing address?
221 West Pat, as in P-A-T, Lane, Caldwell, Idaho, 83607.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay.
And I do see a contest was entered for the iPad, and you said you don't recall entering that contest?
I did not enter that contest. I don't enter any of those contests that come up on my email or computer.
Yes, I mean, you don't recall signing up for Bites Hub Eater, a meal planning app?
No, I did not sign up for it.
Yes, and it looks like that was started under the email address C as in cat, B as in boy, Z-A-U-G-G at yahoo.com. Are you familiar with that email address?
That's correct. It is mine, but I did not.
As well as the phone number 208-250-2986. Are you familiar with that phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and well, if you don't recall signing up for...
Would you repeat the phone number, please?
It's 208-250-2986.
No, that is not correct.
Yes, and so if you don't recall signing up for Bites Hub or doing a contest entry for like an iPad, iPhone, Dyson, or a Dyson vacuum cleaner, we can go ahead and have this account canceled. We can also submit this as a claim for fraud. Our claims for fraud do get submitted with the local authorities. We'll track the IP address to the device and location where the order was placed and prosecute whoever has placed the order. So we do just have to verify it doesn't trace back to you or anyone in your household.
Well, I hope not, because I did not sign for it. Can we just cancel it? Be done with it?
Yes, ma'am. The account was already canceled. That stops any future billings. Did you want to submit that as a claim for fraud?
No. I don't want to go through the whole hassle of doing that.
Yes, ma'am. We did go ahead and cancel. Like I said, that does stop the future billings. If you would like, I can also give you a confirmation number.
Okay, what about, I think I have a confirmation number. The other person gave one to me that I talked to just before you. Let's see, well, what about this current charge of $59?
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't recall placing the order, we'd have to submit it as a claim for fraud for about the charge.
Or otherwise you just forget it and it's charged to me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that sounds like fraud in and of itself. Okay. Now, I really do not want to go to the trouble of you know, submitting to this fraud. I just don't want to be involved in it. That's why I never sign up for these things. So I'm not really sure how that got signed up. Okay, so what's the next step? Just leave it and that's it, huh? I get stuck with the $59 bill.
Yes, and we can offer a $55 refund. There's a $5 non-refundable sign-up fee. But that's the most we could offer, unless you wanted to submit the claim for fraud.
No, I don't want to go through the trouble of submitting it for fraud. And so you can do what for the $55?
We can issue a $55 refund.
Okay. What do I have to do to get that?
I would just go ahead and submit that now. It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post.
Okay. And will that just be a credit on my credit card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That sounds all right. I appreciate it.
And I did go ahead and submit that refund. It'll be posted in 3 to 5 days.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your assistance.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.